Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:03 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Just me and Del now as we head down the stretch and we head towards Throw Shade Thursday. There is plenty. This better be our best Throw Shade Thursday ever. There is so much shade to be thrown this week at whomever. The Astros Tuesday, the Dodgers Wednesday. There is all the LeBron.
I mean, I thought it was a crime if you faked your own death. Shouldn't LeBron be in jail?
Yeah, you know what? You got a point there. He should. He is. Oh, he can't throw. Imprison
plants?
Him.
Fake your own death.
He did twice. He did it twice.
And the eye and the shoulder.
If we were in LA, we'd probably be working for one of the station who needs access to the Lakers, so we couldn't ask that question. Like, excuse me, LeBron, you come back from faking your own death twice in 2 weeks. Do you think you belong in jail for that? We couldn't do it, but I would love to ask him.
That would be. Yeah, I mean, well, if he's not going to get, you know, suspended for, you know, making out with strangers at a party or whatever he did, went to something, some event.
Know. He might have kissed Drake. I don't know.
I don't know. But, by the way, Drake won. He won
a Billboard Award.
A Billboard Award, yeah. Something like the Performer of the Decade.
Yeah, they told him, hey, if you show up for this, we'll give you an award. So he showed up.
Yeah.
Brought his kid up on stage.
Yeah.
His kid started crying. You know, because there's a lot of people there that kid doesn't know, and they're all taking pictures and screaming. Kid's like, who are these people?
I don't want any part of it.
Yeah. He's a little kid.
Yeah. So there's that. So we got Throw Shade Thursday, and we're going to give away a 4-pack to the Skeeters.
Correct.
Man, how about that this is the place to go to watch your pitchers rehab now? How sweet is that?
I mean, depending on the issue of McCullers, you may see him down there getting a start.
He probably will.
Yeah.
After his 10-day stint, which is retroactive to the 23rd. So Lance McCullers out, but Fromber coming back, baby. Urquidy coming back. Odorizzi coming back. Not so great, but okay, he's coming back.
He pitched well in that one start with the Skeeters.
No, yeah, but I'm talking about like at the big league.
Oh, he doesn't get to face minor leaguers in his return?
No.
Oh, well.
Well, unless it's the Rangers.
Oh, you talking trash about the Rangers after what they just did?
Yeah, that minor league team beat the Astros' ass, yes.
So maybe we
and
don't
it
call
is a minor
that.
League team.
Oh, they didn't.
That play. Minor league team, Seattle's minor league team, who gets no hit all the time?
The
Mariners and the Rangers.
Apparently, they become a major league club when they see the Astros, at least the Rangers
do. Yeah, apparently. I don't know what the hell got into them. But this Garcia, Adolis Garcia, he is on fire. The Astros lit a fuse in that dude. He is really, really good.
And he's been 2-for-9 since the Astros, since he got
away. Well, he
from
also
Astros.
Homered again. I mean,
well, that's what he does.
Yeah. I mean, no, dude is. He and Vlad and, Tatis, too.
This is another.
By the way, the Padres are a good team coming in here.
This is another guy who barely played before this year. He 28 years old? He had a total of 23 at-bats before this year. Him and that White
Sox. Yeah.
Yerman, what's his name again?
Yeah.
He had one.
Mercedes.
This guy had 28 at-bats before this year.
I know. What's the deal? 28-year-olds coming up and being all-stars.
Ken Emanuel.
Yeah. It could be steroids. You don't know.
That's an ugly thing to say.
Amber wants to get in here.
Is it Jackie's Amber?
I don't know if it's Jackie's Amber. There are other Ambers. We'll see.
Not ones we care about.
No. Well, we care about every Amber.
We'll see. We'll see about this call.
Hey, Amber.
Hey, guys. I just have a quick question. My name's not Amber, but with the Patriots, I was cheating and Trump being involved. How come they get a pass and the Astros don't?
Yeah, how about that? The story came out that apparently Trump tried to bribe Spector. Yeah.
Arlen Specter,
who wanted to investigate the Patriots in the Spygate scandal, and allegedly Trump took him to lunch and tried to bribe him and put Kraft on the phone.
Imagine this over a football thing. You're going to get involved in a potential crime because of the Patriots. And by the way, what you guys didn't hear, because I had him in queue and down, was Eric put on, I guess, his lady friend. And said, Dale has weak D. But you couldn't hear it because he didn't know you couldn't hear it. But that's what I heard through Q.
What was it? What did she say?
He said, it said something about my inefficient D, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. But no one heard it, but I did. So, gotcha. Sorry.
Sorry, Eric.
That one didn't get on the air, Eric. Don't worry.
Sorry. So, that actually was a story. I'm listening to the show before ours, and I don't know. Keyshawn he's always saying something that's like, really, Keyshawn? Mm-hmm. Julio Jones goes to the Patriots. They should be one of the favorites the AFC.
Why? Don't people know that Cam Newton is still the quarterback?
Oh, he thinks Cam Newton. Cam Newton pre-COVID was awesome. No, Cam Newton post-COVID.
He wasn't awesome.
That's what everybody's thinking about is post-COVID.
But Cam wasn't awesome
No, he wasn't awesome. He couldn't throw Keyshawn before that.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hear that Mac Jones is going to be their quarterback.
Rookie quarterback or Cam. Cam hasn't been a good quarterback since when?
Well, he was great, according to Keyshawn.
He was not. We can go through the game logs and Keyshawn would be wrong.
They did win some games, surprisingly.
Sure.
They were a decent football team, and then COVID struck Cam, and then he sucked. It was COVID suck.
Look, Cam was okay, but he was still having issues throwing the football before COVID. And unless that's changed, why would Julio Jones want to go to New England? He's not going to get the targets that he wants.
Julio Jones says he wants to win big, and why not go with the greatest coach ever?
Yeah, the greatest coach ever last year. Did he look like the greatest
crappy
coach ever? Yeah.
They were crap.
Oh, but that's because Cam had COVID.
Right.
Well, Cam is one of the players that, much like you look at Carmelo, even though Carmelo is more accomplished, that the players think more of him than people who observe them. Like, you ask a pundit or someone who covers the game talking about Cam, you're not going to get this glowing review. But former players,
you're right. No, absolutely.
They love him more than, and I'm not sure why, other than he was unique in what he did, and at moments he was this dominant force because of his ability to run the football and all those things. But that was 2015. Other than 2015, Cam has been maybe insulting, but he's been okay. Other than the Super Bowl year, he's been an okay quarterback.
That's it. No, he's been No, I guess, you're right. Former players, football people, former players love him, love Cam Newton, and I don't see it.
Even when he signed.
They're going to be, at best, a 500 team
next
year.
When he signed last year, people were like, I can't believe the NFL allowed the Patriots to get Cam Newton. The NFL was like, we did that for a reason. We allowed the Patriots to sign Cam Newton for a reason, and then you saw it.
Yeah. See, how'd that work out for Bill? Now, they did add a bunch of stuff, which you don't see.
Multiple tight ends. I'm not really in love with Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne.
Well, Keyshawn said, put Aguilar on one side, Julio Jones on the other. Cam will look great. You know what? That team's got a chance. Watch out, AFC. Watch out, Chiefs. Slow down.
Okay.
They won't even win the division.
Cam's not good enough to do that. No. At least not what we saw last year.
No. 10-12 ESPN 97. When we come back, I'll tell you what we're going to do. At exactly 15 after, you are going to call 713-780-3776 and get a four-pack of tickets to the Skeeters, to a Skeeters game. Is it a determined Skeeters game?
It's a four-pack. I'm not sure the dates. I'll have to look through the email.
We'll talk about it on the other side. Yeah. At exactly 10:15, you're going to call 713-780-3776. As soon as your watch hits or your phone hits, 10:15, 713-780-3776, and caller number 5 is going to win those tickets right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, so we found out that it's for tomorrow night's game. If you can't go to tomorrow night's game, don't call. So it's for tomorrow night's game. It's actually, they're calling right now.
Yes, it's a four-pack of tickets to tomorrow's game against the Albuquerque Isotopes.
Oh, well, got to beat their ass.
At Constellation Field.
Albuquerque, that's one of the biggest rivalries in
sports.
Yeah,
they're going to bring their meth into town. We got to send them home.
Yeah.
Come, you can go see the future stars for the Astros and enjoy Friday night fireworks after the game. Great tickets start at just $15. Simply go to SugarlandSkeeters.com and pick your seats now at SugarlandSkeeters.com. We'll also be doing a giveaway tomorrow for Saturday's game, so listen in for that as well.
Yeah, be careful if you're around the visitors' dugout. If you're sitting around there, because they're on meth and probably bath salts too. So they're from Albuquerque. So you want to go see that? You got it. You got it. Tomorrow, yeah, we'll be giving away tickets for Saturday's game. Four pack of Skeeters tickets. It's cool that the Skeeters are now the AAA affiliate. That will last probably forever. Yeah, I think, I don't know that it was the plan for the Skeeters from the get-go, but I think it probably was in the back of their mind. Hey, if we get a minor league affiliation with the Astros, how sweet would that be? Watching guys when minor league gets fully back and it probably will never get back to where it was. There are fewer minor league teams now all over the country, and that's probably going to be the case. There are probably way too many. What an expense for the major league organization. They have to pay all those kids. You know what? They're not all. How many are not getting up? How many are you're lying to them about a dream that they have? They don't have any chance to get up to the big leagues. So fewer minor league teams is probably better. Not for those smaller cities that have. And, you know, taking away a AAA affiliate from a city that could probably use it. There are, you know, non-major league cities that probably, you know, like their AAA team. But this cannot be more convenient for fans of the Astros and for the team being right here. The call-ups that are, you know, you drive across town to get to the ballpark. No travel for the GM to go watch minor league games. It's sweet. It's totally sweet. So congrats that the Skeeters are now the AAA affiliate, and get on out there and watch the future Astros. And you know what? With injuries and everything else, you're going to see a lot of guys that are going to be up.
And you're going to see current Astros on rehab assignments too.
Yeah, you've already seen them this week. And they're coming back. How about that? Fromber back. We haven't even seen the best pitcher that they have.
Yeah, and it's a little ahead of schedule. We thought, the thought was mid-June, yeah. So even better that he's going to be back this weekend.
Yeah.
Or next, no, this weekend. And then Arcidi's.
Yeah, this weekend and Arcidi's next week with next week. Boston.
Yeah.
Monday, I think, he's going to throw. So McCullough's down. Hopefully that shoulder thing won't be a big deal. Hopefully he'll be back soon. This is the worry when you sign McCullough's to a $17 million a year deal, is that he's going to be injured. And he's injured.
Well, I wonder if it's not a big deal. Are baseball people now taking the NBA model of, hey, if there's even some slight discomfort, just take a start off.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's
Look at Kluber. Kluber throws a no-hitter and then throws an inning of his next start or whatever it was, an inning or two or whatever it was, and now he's done. They got to shut him down because of his shoulder soreness. So, you know, he was probably, I don't know, but his very next start, he's out right away. So maybe he had some discomfort but said, screw that, I'm finishing this no-hitter. And might have cost him. You don't know. I don't know what Lance... listen, Lance is throwing a lot of innings now. More innings than he's thrown in back-to-back-to-back situations. So I don't know what kind of stress he's got on it. I don't know. But Lance has been someone who hasn't been able to stay healthy. And you're right. It may be precautionary. Maybe, hey, I've got a little bit of discomfort. My shoulder feels tight. Shut it down. Because we ain't losing you for the whole year. Maybe a smart move.
I just wonder if that'll be something we see where particularly Urquidy was down and we're like, oh, no, what's going on? He's gone for 10-day IL and he's back.
Right.
That's much like it's a rest day for LeBron tonight just because we're doing some load management. So I wonder if baseball will be getting to that, if they sense any type of issues. And hopefully that's the case with Lance. He's right back. Maybe he gets a rehab start in to get himself back going and struggling with the Skeeters, and then he's back with the big club.
Yep. So Urquidy threw 3 2/3 scoreless in the rehab start, Double A Corpus Christi on Wednesday. Yesterday, he allowed 2 hits and 2 walks while striking out 3. And it looks like he may only need that one start. It looks like he's going to be here. He could rejoin the team for next week's series against the Red Sox beginning Monday. Maybe he doesn't throw on Monday, but he's going to be hopefully back with the big team. You get Urquidy, Odorizzi, and Fromber back. Javier already moving to the bullpen. Garcia stays in the rotation until McCullers gets back. Nice. You know, right now, if you want to know the truth, we don't know with Fromber.
No.
We'll see. But in Fromber, I trust. After last year, hopefully he's been with his psychologist. He's been sleeping with him or her or whatever.
Sleeping?
Well, I mean,
what are you sleeping?
Not sleeping with. I mean, but it's been around.
It's like the psychologist in his pocket. They're so close that
right.
He can just call
right at any time. He's been talking to him every minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? So hopefully that, because whatever that psychologist did last year, the greatest psychologist in sports, mm-hmm. he made Fromber the ace of the staff. So whatever he did or she did, awesome person. The best person I know. So hopefully that continues. Hopefully Odorizzi gets back into some kind of form from 2019. That would be nice if he did that. Or even 18, whatever. And then Urquidy continues his. He was pitching well. Dude has been one of the... If you want to know the truth, Greinke's probably... If McCullers gets back and pitches the way that he can pitch, Garcia has been really, really good. Greinke is your possibly fifth? No, dare I say it? Honestly, the other guys, I have more upside. Greinke has more experience and is, you know, I think batters walk away from a Greinke at bat, though, if they strike out. Or they pop it up or whatever and just are so pissed. That was the case I heard with Maddox, is that he was maddening because he wasn't, you know, certainly wasn't overpowering, but he put the ball exactly where he wanted to, probably knew all of your weaknesses and threw pitches accordingly. And then you knew you could hit him, but you couldn't. And I bet you that's the case when Greinke's on. That's the case with Greinke. These guys are going back just muttering to themselves, what the bleep? How can I hit this guy?
Particularly when you know the stuff isn't going to overpower you. You feel like you're being tricked every time you don't make good contact or he gets you out. You're saying, wait a minute, this guy?
Right.
Like 5, 6 years ago, I get it. But now I thought I had a good read on him. I had a good approach and he still got me out. I mean, it didn't help with Maddox where the strike zone would expand to a point where you're like, How could I possibly hit this guy? I mean, Maddox would nibble and then keep going because the umpire's like, sure, how much would you like to take today?
I mean, yeah, how much can I trim off that corner for you? Apparently we got to see this. Alexa Bliss has a birthday party for the pig.
Okay.
I mean,
is she eating bacon at the party like you suggested?
No, that would be totally sweet. That would be totally, totally sweet if they had the birthday party and everybody was eating pork chops and bacon.
No, it's not happening.
That would be so.
She was so upset because her pig didn't get the proper care because it's too big, according to the vets. She blamed the pig's size on his lack of care.
Right.
The vets were fat shaming a pig? Is that what was going on?
And not only that, but if we want to talk about.
Here we go. What are you going to say? Go ahead.
No, they wouldn't no one's even listening. Treat.
Yeah, because they said the animal was too big, and she went on that her IG Live or IG's, whatever it's called, Reels or whatever, talking about how, please, if you take care of animals, don't allow their size to keep you from looking after them. They need help. What vet is she going to where she can't get care because the pig is too big?
Yeah.
What is it, an airline? Sorry. Can't let you unless you pay extra.
Well, you know we're going to be weighed now.
Yes. Is it going to be like a digital scale where you just see it like just like you walk through the scanner?
Well,
or is it going to be someone who like puts you on a scale and they do that little thing where they slide the thing back and forth?
No, it's going to be digital probably, but it's also probably going to
I don't think
and like
you do
big
you,
people are going to be like
do you the? Think it'll be something all the passengers can see or will the
I hope
the,
so
or will the display
well,
be
I certainly hope
I don't
so.
Think it'll be where you see the display. I think the display will be only be for the TSA people.
Says you. I think it's going to be and it sounds an alarm. Okay.
Oh, I just what if it's only at the gate? Like the TSA people, it's not a TSA thing, it's an airline to airline thing.
Yeah.
So maybe United has it at the gate where they see ups, can't walk on the scale, and do they do it by eyeing you up?
Oh,
okay.
Oh no,
we're gonna have to get you on the scale.
Can you step over here?
Like you're not gonna put,
ma'am. Can you step over here?
You're not gonna put the Hollywood actress taking a flight from LA. Okay, you clearly don't need it.
So one of the funniest stories ever. My buddy got a Bowflex.
Uh huh.
And he went to the website. He was putting it together or whatever, and he was setting it up. And they said, okay, well, put in your height and weight. And he put it in, and it just, like, started flashing. You need to see a doctor immediately.
What?
Yes.
That's aggressive.
I was laughing so hard. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, that is the best.
Bowflex, you're trying to keep a customer, not dissuade
no,
them.
No, but you need to see immediate.
You were in immediate danger?
Your health is immediate danger. You could die at any second at this height and weight.
I hope it's an airline-to-airline thing, which means it wouldn't be an airport thing where they have it at the TSA check stuff. You walk up to Southwest. Sir, look, you know what's the deal. Can you walk over here?
Sorry, but you know what we're going to have to do here, right?
I hope it's not... Everyone gets on the scale. They allow or they force their workers to eye someone up and go, oh.
Well, I think it might be plane weight, so everybody might have to get on the scale.
So it'll be
yeah,
it'll
just
be
so
at
we
TSA.
Know exactly how much. You know what, sir? You're going to have to sit at the front of the plane, okay? We can't have you in the back weighing it down.
But do you think it'll be something that it'll have to be at the gate, right?
Right. Yeah.
I hope a judgment
Sorry.
Call. I hope
Sorry,
there are judgment
sir, you've,
calls.
You've tipped the scales. We will not be able
Please.
To take off with you.
Please, sweet baby airline Jesus, make it a judgment scale for the people at the counter, a judgment thing where they have to say, eye someone up and say, okay, you have to get on the scale.
Sorry.
Please. I don't need it to be everyone gets on just so, to avoid that awkwardness.
No. All right. You know what awkwardness we're going to have next? Throw Shade Thursday. 713-780-3776. You're going to throw some, make some shade next right here on ESPN. You better bring it today because there's plenty of shade out there. Better bring it today at 713-780-3776.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:31 on ESPN 97.5. Let's go. There is plenty of shade out there for. I don't. You know what? I don't even have to tell you, do I? Do I have to tell you? Maybe you're disgusted with Dusty for bringing in Brian. I don't know. Maybe you are. Maybe you're disgusted with Dodger fan for punching the snot out of our fans. Maybe you are. Maybe for coming to our city, giving us the finger, parading around our stadium, calling us cheaters. Screw Dodger fan. Maybe Trevor Bauer is going to catch it. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe LeBron catches it for dying twice this week and coming back to life. Maybe. I don't know. You've got a lot of stuff out there. Let's go. Maybe your wife slept with the mailman. I don't know. I don't know what she's doing. But what if she did do that, then you should throw some shade at her.
Your wife has got to be really...
Well, that's the way to get her back, isn't it?
If she sleeps with the mailman, you throw shade. That's the appropriate response.
Get her back. You can get her back by throwing shade at her. 713-780-3776. You ready, Del?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
That Steve McKinney thing, he was sitting here with me and Raheel doing the show, and we go, hey, Steve, we're starting a new thing. We're going to throw some shade. You get us started.
Let's throw some shade!
It was perfect.
It was perfect.
Serendipity, even.
Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable how, and look at, and see, now he's memorialized.
Look, Steve
he's
McKinney,
not even dead yet.
Steve McKinney outlasted Raheel on this. This was Raheel's idea.
He had more lasting power than Raheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not hard, though.
Are you calling Raheel weak tea, too?
I didn't say that. I said...
lasting power.
Let's get Ryan in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Ryan.
What's going on, Johnny G? Dale? RIP Raheel? Anyways, I want to throw some shade at AJ for firing Barry and Raheel. And then firing Ennis, and now he's going to fire himself. Man, what the hell? I also want to throw some shade at them bitch Dodger fans for coming in here, you know, coming into our city, doing what they did. Maybe they should have focused on winning the game last night. Shade thrown.
There it is.
Make some shade.
Sounds like some shade. AJ firing everybody. Firing. I don't think so. Well, okay.
Can't refute it unless you want to throw shade.
What it is. It is what it is. Let's get, who's next? It's Truck.
Truck driving art.
Oh, it's Art who's driving a truck. What do you say, truck driving Art?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Shane for that bitch ass Astro fan got his ass whipped last night, man. You come in here, go to the stadium, run your mouth, and get your ass whipped by the Dodger fan. Come on, man. Making this look weak. Hey, step your game up, son. Let's go. Get tired of that Shane throne.
Make some shade.
He gave us a beep, too. Yeah, I like that truck driving art.
He confirmed.
Okay. I like that truck driving art. Hey, if you're a truck driver, one of those.
I'm a little nervous because the aggressiveness of the start, considering the S-bombs yesterday, I'm waiting for something I'm going to have to
dump.
Yeah,
guys, clean it up, okay? Clean it up. We can't be having F-bombs or S-bombs or the B is you're getting dangerously close.
Yeah, but at least it's not a finable thing.
Right. No. Let's get Michael in here. Hey, Michael.
Top of the morning, gentlemen.
Back at you. Got to hang up on truck driving art.
I'd like to throw some shade at Dodger fans, and especially Trevor Bauer. Lead-off home run by my main man, Altuve. How'd that taste? Shade thrown.
Make some shade. How'd that taste, Altuve? Homering off you. Biznatch Bauer.
Oh, look at you with the biz.
I said biznatch.
Okay.
I cleaned it up. Cleaned it up. Cedric is next. What's up, Cedric?
Yeah, I got to throw some shade at John and Dale, man. And this for Lance, because y'all have no respect for what Lance got to go through. The man killer get pushed around at home by his wife and kids. Come to work, he got his shoulder hanging down near his hip and get no respect and still perform at a high level. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
I mean, he's defending Lance, but also, Okay.
I don't know. It was kind of a backhanded.
Yeah, backhanded defense.
Right. Right.
Yeah, he's
right.
Getting punked at home by his wife and kids. What are you guys doing? All right. Sure.
It's kind of accurate.
Well,
the whole thing was pretty accurate. Who's next? La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo? Juanito G.
Y'all ready for this? Let's go. Juanito G. Bring back Raheezy. Derecito!
Para tres, gentlemen, good morning.
Para tres, gentlemen, good morning. Hey, yeah, so I want to give a special shout out to my boy out there, Andrew, and actually I'm throwing some shade at you because you like Dodger fans, man. You're just a hater, bro. I mean, last week you said, La Raza, Lazy J, I need to get off. You guys are old. But we're like the OGs of this, man. You didn't get a segment sponsored by John Clay Wolf. By the way, gimmeavent.com. You know what I'm saying? Give me a sponsor, too. So I'm throwing shade at you. Get the hell on, like, AJ, get the hell on out of here. And by the way, Lazy J said he got that girl pregnant on the Dodger game, so that's not even that dude's kid. Chase Throne.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Wow. Talking about getting people pregnant now. Now it's getting ugly. Now it's getting ugly up in here. Yeah, last week, if you weren't here, if you missed our last episode previously on Throw Shade Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Guys said that La Raza and Lazy J need to stop calling in on Throw Shade Thursday. So that was in response to that. For those of you that missed last week's episode.
Yeah. If you missed it, you can go back and see. I mean, we run reruns. It's on the podcast page. You can hear it.
Yeah, D-Weeds.
Well, that's another show's thing, but sure.
Oh, that's right. That's not our show. We don't do that. Blair is next. What up, Blair?
What's going on, fellas? So my shade is definitely at Robert Manster, the commish, for making the Astros a sacrificial lamb with all this cheating scandal. He's definitely one of Lance's, you know, merry band of Hawks followers for sure. Make some shade.
Yeah, Rob Manfred sucks. There's no question. He's the worst. He's the biggest hypocrite in all of sports. There's no question about that. I'm with you on that one. That's a great one, Blair. John is next. Throw some, make some shade, John.
Yeah, I want to throw some shade at this lady talking about level 15 and level 20. I mean, it's hard enough for some of those guys to stay at level 5 and 10. Now you're making these unattainable goals that all these ladies can think we can reach. Gotta throw some shade.
That's in reference to a commercial that you can get rock hard like 20.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, lady, you're putting a little pressure on me.
Realize who you're speaking to.
Slow down, okay? Slow down on 20. But, okay. Hey, if I can get up to 20, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. Jose, what up, Jose?
Yeah, what's up, gentlemen? First and foremost, shout out to the bench. Best show on the station by far. Just want to give Dell a quick shout out. I know it was a couple weeks ago, but you put me on to that good old snickerdoodle ice cream sandwich at HEB. Wow, thanks again. But I'm going to take a break from the, you know, being the station shadinator and throw some shade at my wife. Man, I send her flowers, you know, not just for the, you know, birthdays and anniversaries, but like on a random Tuesday. And I try to tell her that, you know, the male equivalent to flowers is nudes. So she need to start sending them, man. Like, what's the deal? Like, you with your body all day, every day, man. Send that. Shade thrown.
He said the male equivalent to getting flowers would be her sending him nudes on a random day. Like, he sends her flowers on a random day.
Yeah.
He goes, look, I got to go out and get those flowers.
I couldn't understand it, but yeah, I got it. And you know what? He's right.
Hey, just send a nude.
Send out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, send me a nude.
If you guys missed them, go get yourself a Thelma's ice cream sandwich. They got chocolate chip cookies with vanilla ice cream, got snickerdoodles, got plenty of chance. I don't know why I'm pimping for Thelma's, only that it's really good.
Thelma's is
the ice cream sandwich company.
And where you get it?
H-E-B.
H-E-B.
Yeah, simple enough.
There it is. 713-780-3776. Keith is here. What up, Keith?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I want to throw shade at everybody holding back these athletes from going in the stands. They might whoop some fans' booties 9 out of 10 times, but that one time an athlete catches hands from a fan, it's going to be great entertainment.
Make some shade.
He's looking for a fan fight.
He wants
to see if the fan wins.
Wait, well, I'll tell you this, though. Russ, better watch. He is a little bit right about that. Russ, you never know who that guy
true.
In the stands
we've,
is.
We've had these talks about the Oklahoma football players found out.
Yeah, they found out in a hurry. I know you're a big, bad athlete. Guess what? That's a fighter. That's different.
Yeah. But would a fighter throw popcorn on a dude? That doesn't seem like a fighter's mentality. I'm going to toss popcorn
on you. I don't
know.
He's disrespectful enough. He just goes,
yeah. I mean, God.
He might. Mito. Hey, Mito.
Hey, I need to throw some, make some shade at Dusty Baker for throwing a Braves in there, giving all of us a mini heart attack when Pujols was coming up the bat. Which brings me to my next shade to all you Astro haters out there, man. Y'all can eat AD. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
There it is. We're finishing up strong with EAD. Good throw shade Thursday, people. You did good.
Do you remember how EAD came to the show? I know I've used
you
it a lot. Used,
you did.
But
you
did I bring it to the show?
Yeah, you brought it to the show. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I know I made it a thing, but I don't know if I said it first.
Yeah,
I adopted it pretty quickly.
Well, Lance brought Suck the Hole.
Certainly.
You brought EAD.
Because
I brought Tiz Nitties.
You're still the only person who says that, by the way. That is so raw that nobody on this show wants to say it but you.
Well, I bet you everybody's got to make a contribution.
No, I mean, Trash Ass Lance has been my biggest contribution.
You think that's your biggest contribution?
As far as things that have long standing on the show, Trash Ass Lance has become a thing people refer to him as, and he doesn't like it, clearly. But I think that's my biggest contribution. And I don't even say EAD anymore.
But you brought it to the show. You brought it.
I feel like someone else did.
I'd like people to pick up on Tiz Nitties, but okay.
Look, everyone makes it's awkward for everyone.
I don't know. Not awkward for me. I think it's great. We're done. News of the Weird comes your way next, right? That's Can't Miss Radio. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Well, they're having some problems down in Florida, in Duval County, Del. Apparently, the school superintendent wants to change the names of about 9 schools there. Robert E. Lee High, Andrew Jackson High.
Uh-huh.
Jean Ribault High.
What does Jean Ribault do?
I don't know who that is. Jeb Stuart High. Jefferson Davis High.
Okay.
They all have a theme. And not surprisingly, there's big argument about it.
All right.
With a bunch of Confederate flags. Mm. And then the other side, not Confederate flags.
Excuse me. Frankly, yeah. There's just too many white people.
There are too many white people. And then there's the other side that doesn't have a lot of white people.
Well, that's surprising.
That want the change.
When you mentioned Jefferson Davis, wasn't he the first president of the Confederacy? Surprising that people may be for and against changing the name of a school. Robert E. Lee. Those names seem to come up a lot when school changes are made in terms of names. Lee, Davis, they come up quite a bit.
Yeah. I don't know. Change the names. 713. Oh no, we don't need to do that. What we need to do is, how about in Jonesboro, Arkansas? Apparently, Vixen's Fitness is having a bit of a problem. Mm. They are being criticized for their new pole dancing class, in which mothers and children attend together to learn how to pole dance.
Ooh. The mother's thing is like, what does she look like, right? In your eyes,
well,
at least.
Right.
But
and,
the kid.
Oh,
thing,
by the way, I don't blame her. She wants to learn a little something.
Stay a little.
Pole dance.
Pole dancing isn't easy. It's actually something. At least it was a craze at one point. It actually keeps you in pretty good shape if you actually try at it. But why are kids in the class?
So the kids. Hey, get an early start.
Wasn't Chris Rock's thing
proficient at it by the time you're 16 and you get need a job.
At 16, you need that job?
17.
18.
18, whatever.
Didn't Chris Rock say his main goal is to keep his daughter off the pole?
Yeah, right.
I don't think he thought he had to combat it a Vixens is what that's what it's called. You already know you're in a bit of trouble. If the workout place is called Vixens, are we surprised that there's...
No, that there's pole dancing classes?
No.
No. North Korea says, no more skinny jeans or mullets. They're fighting capitalism by eliminating mullets.
Mullets seem like in direct opposition of capitalism. When I look at some of the mullet,
yeah, other than making money,
other than Gardner Minshew, I don't think of mullet. I don't think of capitalism.
No.
I think of, that's the best haircut he could get.
Yeah. I don't know that.
I don't know how you tie that into capitalism.
Capitalism, but, well, I think it's a product of America and anything American.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, we not only created it, we perfected it.
We're the kings.
I can't blame North Korea. You know what? I'm with you, North Korea. Ban the mullet.
Skinny jeans, too?
Skinny jeans, too. Yeah, ban them. Yes. Yes.
There are a few
things. Now, DuckTales, that's different.
Well, those can stay. There are a few things I would agree with North Korea on, but if you can get the mullet out of here, I'm good. I'm good with that.
Tom Cotton. He's an Arkansas Republican, Dell. He's a senator.
Was he the one? No, he wasn't the one making the jokes about the Astros, right? That was a different senator.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't him, no.
It wasn't Sassy, was it?
Yeah, he's Sassy. We called him, remember?
Yeah, well, we called his office, and you were in rare sassy. Form.
He's sassy.
You're like, hey, what is he? I forgot what you said, but the person, I was like, okay, sir.
Tom Cotton, the Arkansas Republican senator, says, calls to end racism are Chinese propaganda.
Ooh.
Yep. He says it's anti-American to address systemic racism.
Because he doesn't believe it exists, I'm assuming.
Apparently not. Okay. So I don't know. I just feel like Tom, maybe in Arkansas that place, I guess. Yeah. Maybe he's just playing to his constituency.
Possibly. Tom Cotton's a guy who has eyes on an eventual national campaign to be the president. At
Does
some point,
he know?
I don't know if some of the things he says that floats in Arkansas are going to float. Well, we know the states that won't float, and he's just got to get a couple to go his way. But yeah, I don't know if making it a Chinese conspiracy is the way to go.
Right, right. There's video apparently of a male panda. He's apparently the female is really ready to go.
Okay,
and he's not interested. He's just sitting there eating some tree.
Well, sometimes.
He's like, nah. I mean, she is ready to go.
Is she going good? Maybe he's
and
not
he's
interested.
He's like, nah.
Maybe she needs to.
Are you sure that he how he identifies?
That's up for debate. And also, maybe that female panda needs to learn her that lesson that the Missouri preacher was talking about. That, hey, maybe if you're not going so good, your husband's not going to be interested.
Hmm. Right.
Like, wedding cake is not an aphrodisiac or whatever that guy said. So I don't know. Is the panda going good?
I don't know what his I can't see, I don't know I didn't look but I don't know how good he's going, but apparently he's just not interested.
That's got to be a real blow to the ego. You would think it's an animal. It wants to do that. That's part of its prime directive. And he's like, nah. You put on a little weight, so no.
Well, apparently there's, I don't know, this breaks the man code, I think. This girl was cheating on her boyfriend with another guy.
Okay.
So the guy, apparently none too pleased with her, left a note underneath the toilet seat, a piece of paper taped it underneath the toilet seat. She'll never pick up the toilet seat, right?
Sure.
So he knows the only one that's going to see it is this guy. This chick told me she has a boyfriend the morning after. So, sorry to tell you like this, but I want you to know if it was you. Sorry, bro.
How's that break? That's actually man, boy, or whatever you want to call it. He's in line with the code. He goes, hey, your girl didn't tell me.
I don't know. You're supposed to be a snitch? Are you snitching?
But that's
after
not,
you just got some?
But that's not breaking the code. If he's telling this guy, like, hey, your girl's not loyal.
Is that your job? Isn't it your job
to
find out?
Wouldn't you
want to
know? Wouldn't you want to know?
I don't know. So I ain't going to be no snitch, I'll tell you that.
So you wouldn't want to know if your girl was cheating on you?
I guess I would want to know, but
he's not breaking guy code.
I don't have any respect for the guy leaving them a note.
So what, you want him to tell you to your face? You want to have a confrontation
no,
with the guy?
I don't know. I don't know that it's his place to tell. If she's cheating, you know what? I don't know.
You would prefer that the guy knows that she's in a relationship and keep doing stuff? Is that what you're saying?
I don't want you to be a snitch, though. I just feel bad.
You would prefer for this guy to continue to do stuff in your own bed.
I'm torn on this one.
What?
I'd want to know, but aren't you being a little
so? How are you biznotch? Gonna how are you gonna find out?
If you can't find out, then you don't find out.
So you want this girl?
Listen, if she tells me, if I'm the guy. She tells me the next day, "Oh, I got a boyfriend. You got to go." All right. Well, you're a little hoe. Bye. But I'm not going to tell the. I'm not leaving a note under the toilet.
So you wouldn't want information about your girl she's cheating on you?
No. I don't want it from you.
Who do you want it from?
I want to find out myself whatever.
You wouldn't want one of your buddies to tell you if they found out? Not that they're involved, but
if one of my buddies found out, not the guy that did it.
Look, I got to respect the guy for saying, "Look, your girl."
I think he's a snitch.
Of course he's a snitch, but it's not like it. A snitch is not.
I'm Italian. I'm against.
What do you mean? Italians telling each other all the time when it comes down to it.
You know what we're opposed to? You know what happens then? Slit your wrist.
You guys are all opposed.
Kill yourself.
They're all opposed to it until they're on the chopping block.
That's right. You know what you got to do? You got to go in the bathtub and run the water and slit your wrist.
Then why are you telling on someone if you're going to slit your wrist anyway?
Huh?
Why are you if you're going to slit your wrist? Don't tell on anyone. Just take the charge.
Well, that's what you end up having to do because you were a snitch.
All I'm saying, look, I haven't ever been in the situation. That's one man's opinion about how they feel, but I don't think it's breaking guy code to tell the dude, hey, your girl's cheating on you.
I don't know. I don't feel good about it.
Well, you're not going to feel good about any of it.
I don't feel good about the whole situation.
Well,
you know what? And she started it. That's the biznuts that should catch it.
So you'd rather her kiss you after whatever she did with him than to find out about it?
Done. That's it. 10:56. Show's over now. Okay, kissing after that stuff. After I don't know where her mouth's been.
Well, now you do because he told you.
We're done. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
You're home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.